Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. Home educators are rallying against the Homeschool Act. Illinois House Bill 2827 would saddle home educators with oppressive regulations that, if not fully complied with, could lead to hefty fines and even jail time. Kirk Smith, the executive director of Illinois Christian Home Educators, is helping to lead the fight against the legislation.
Well, this is the battle for this generation of homeschooling. The last time we had a bill like this was back in 2011, but this is a much worse bill, much more comprehensive, much broader.
This is a 45-page bill, is my understanding. There's a lot in there, but what are some of the lowlights?
Well, first of all, of course, to register. Problem is, it assumes they're the state's kids rather than the parents' kids. And that's huge, Monty. That's a big mind shift change. I mean, this basically puts us in line with Russia, that believes that the state owns the kids rather than being in America where it's the parents' children. So that's one thing. Also, it gives the regional offices of education the ability to come into our homes to check up and see how we're doing educationally. Well, that's so bad on so many levels, first of all, in the bill. Now, not what we're hearing from the sponsor and co-sponsors, but the bill itself, there's no probable cause given for an ROE to come in. Your kids could be outside in recess or doing PE, and someone could drive by and see your kids and call it in to the ROEs, and that could trigger an ROE visit, and it has the potential to trigger a DCFS as well. And again, the sponsors say no, 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 but the bill says yes, 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 yes. And thirdly, we have to have an educational portfolio. Now, there's no specificity on what that looks like. There's nothing in the bill that says we have to keep one. And so what does that mean? We'll have one ROE to say, oh, that's fine, very lax in what they believe, but another one might be very stringent, and we don't know who we'll get. And so it puts all the power in that ROE, and that's a very scary predicament. And the lack of specificity in the bill really concerns me, Monty. So it could be interpreted many, many, many ways.
It's like you have to prove your innocence, not innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling people. There was a tragic child abuse case about a year ago. And again, any child abuse is tragic. But what you're not hearing is that that child was already in the DCFS system. Having him register as a homeschooler, they were not really homeschooling. They just tried to get out of the public scrutiny, and they used homeschooling as an excuse to do that. And so the sponsor, the co-sponsor, saying, see, this is what happens. These folks aren't registered. But he was already in the system, and nobody's talking about that. Monty, I've been in this capacity for 13 years, and this is not my first abuse case I'm aware of. But for my experience, without exception, I want to underline that, without exception, every time there's been an abuse situation, the child was already in the DCFS system. Having him or her registered would not have changed a thing. But to your point, it basically assumes we're all child abusers. And again, they would say, no, 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 but you are guilty instead of proven innocent in this bill.
Would these be unannounced visits from DCFS?
We don't know. That's not in the bill either. And I'm sure they would say, no, 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 but nobody knows. And again, the lack of specificity, wow, that concerns me, Monty. I just think it's just such a broad, broad thing. We have seen with government time and again, once it gets an opening, it just doesn't stop. I would look for some type of compromise, but there just simply isn't any. There's just no way, because once the Pandora's box is open, you cannot shut it.
What do you think was the impetus, the real impetus for this legislation? You know, there have been a few situations that you mentioned about abuse, truancy, education neglect, but compared to the government school system, they're minuscule. What's the real trigger for this legislation?
Well, we had a meeting back in September, And the Homeschool Legal Defense, good partners of ICHE's, they were warning this was coming. There's a small but vocal group called the Coalition of Responsible Home Educators. They're out of Massachusetts. And these are a group of basically mainly disgruntled homeschoolers. And while I don't know what happened in their homeschooling experience, they want to now take their positions and to project them onto everyone else. And if you look at their website, they're DEI, they're very LGBTQ, very woke. And so it's really more of a left-wing attack.
A left-wing attack. Do you think that the proponents of this legislation in Illinois may be well-meaning, but they're just misguided? Or are they in cahoots with this organization you mentioned?
They have met together. They have had meetings. We know that for a fact. But to your point, it's a worldview thing to me, Monty. These folks, they think they're doing what is best. They have a socialistic worldview that says they're the state's kids, not parents' kids. It's a religion, and they're being true to their religion, and so I can understand that. But they have to remember this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And when you have 2,000 homeschoolers show up for a cherry pie day, that's a very strong inclination that this is not of the people, by the people, and for the people. This bill needs to die a quick death.
Well, how do we do that? You mentioned Cherry Pie Day, massive turnout in opposition to this legislation. But if you're an opponent of this legislation, you got to keep the heat on.
Absolutely. We're encouraging several things. First of all, we continue to ask each homeschooler to call their state rep and their state senator. Secondly, we ask them to call the Committee for Educational Policy, so we want them to call them and voice their opposition to HB 2827. And of course, we want to fill out witness slips. Folks, we should have 30,000 to 40,000 witness slips against whatever they can muster. Now, again, Monty, you've been around enough to know sometimes they switch committees to have you do the witness slips all over again. There's so many shenanigans going on here, but we just got to keep the pressure on. We're not leaving. This is our home. This is our state. These are our rights. We want to continue to communicate that respectfully, of course, but firmly with all the legislators here in Springfield.
You're encouraging folks to get in contact with their state legislators, your state rep, your state senator. Go to IllinoisFamily.org, click on Officials Finder, and you can get the names and phone numbers of your state lawmakers. Give them a phone call. And we have to really be proactive.
And consistent. A lot of folks want to do one and out. We cannot be weary in well-doing, as Galatians says. We must keep the pressure on. To that end, Monty, I've been so encouraged by new homeschoolers. The old guard, they fought the battles for our rights. But I didn't know how the younger homeschoolers would do. And they are coming out with force. I have been so encouraged. IFI and ICHE have been partners together for years and years. We must keep calling. We must keep sharing. Many homeschoolers still need to be motivated. Now, again, numbers matter. Faces matter in Springfield. And so we've got to get out. When people talk about the sacrifice, and Monty, it is a sacrifice. But if this bill passes, if we have visits from ROEs or, God forbid, be called into a DCFS investigation, that's going to be a lot more sacrificial. So this is the time to stand up now and say, kill the bill, HB 2827.
Now, you mentioned that the newer generation of homeschoolers are a little bit more proactive. You think they feel a little empowered by President Trump?
I'm sure that's swaying a lot of things right now. What's happened, we're being pushed and pushed and pushed by government agendas that are not of the people, by the people, and for the people. And what we see, I think, nationwide is you're seeing pushback. And I know Illinois is a very blue state, but I still hear things rumbling that people are getting sick and tired of this. And if all Christians, those who profess Christ, would get involved on biblical topics alone, it could change the way Springfield looks, both now in the short term, but especially in the long term.
That's Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators. We're here in Springfield talking about the Homeschool Act, House Bill 2827. It's legislation that would send some oppressive regulations to homeschoolers. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, a couple other things right after this.
Marriage, God's design. This is Ken Ham encouraging the church to start its thinking with God's Word. Many people think that what you believe about Genesis is just a side issue, that it doesn't really matter. But all of our major Christian doctrines and our Christian worldview are grounded in the history in Genesis. Here's an example. Why is marriage one man and one woman for life? Well, because God created marriage, and so He defines it. And that's how He defined it from the beginning. Many professing Christians no longer believe in biblical marriage, and many of these same Christians don't believe Genesis is literal history. So really, it's no surprise. Genesis and marriage go hand in hand. Yes, Genesis matters.
You can learn more about the true origin of marriage at AnswersRadio.com and listen to this program again at AnswersRadio.com.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Larrick here in Springfield outside the State Capitol building, joined by Kirk Smith, the Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators. State lawmakers considering legislation that would regulate home education in Illinois. It's called the Homeschool Act, Illinois House Bill 2827. Kirk, as you mentioned, it's just legislation that we would like to see defeated. And I think one of the motivations behind this legislation, government schools are losing students to home education and private schools. And if you can intimidate parents and grandparents against homeschooling, because, oh, I got to fill out all that paperwork, I don't want to have the state coming into my home, etc., you might think twice about home educating.
That is an excellent point, Monty. It's ironic, right now, the fastest growing segment of homeschooling is in the African American and Latino communities. And that's a big move. It's a sacrifice for these parents. And African Americans actually score up to 42 points better on achievement test scores than their homeschooling peers. Now, Monty, think about that. 42 points. That is massive. And rather than the state coming in and empowering and encouraging these parents in what they're doing, they're being successful, they add extra layers of government interference. And I call this a bullying bill. It's a way to bully the minority communities to stay in the public school, don't be a statistic, hide your head, duck, and stay away from the government. And it's a shame because, once again, homeschooling is working fantastic for the African American and the Latino communities.
Just the opposite for the government school system.
Oh.
It's not working for those communities. It's not working for white kids either.
Well, the sad thing is these minority communities, they're trying to get their kids out of public school. They don't want them to become a statistic. They don't want their daughters to be one of the over 400 sexual assaults in the Chicago public school system, teacher on student. That's not even talking about student on student. And we should just say yes, 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 yes. If the question is, Monty, is it really about the child? That's what this boils down to. Is it about the child, or is it about our agenda? And that's something that the state legislators must really and honestly wrestle with.
Speaking of agenda, I'm fearful that if this legislation becomes law, they could dictate the agenda for your kids in your homeschool. They could come in and say, well, we need to include LGBT history. We need to include so-called comprehensive, I call it tried out sex ed. You think that's where we could head if this passes?
Well, that's where we go back to the educational portfolio. Right now they say it's up to individual families. It doesn't have to be real lengthy, but what's gonna happen, at some point you're gonna have to standardize that. And that's when they'll come in, they'll have certain expectations. On the first part will be DEI, things of that nature. I think it could go to even curriculum. And they're gonna say, well, we cannot follow through with these educational portfolios. And that's what I keep on reiterating. We cannot give an inch on this, because once it happens, it'll be a floodgate.
A floodgate. But other states where homeschooling exists, they have some regulations. And those schools are doing pretty well. What's your response to that?
That's a great question to ask. First of all, Illinois has led the nation in homeschooling laws. I was speaking just last year in Tennessee, the year before that in North Carolina, and I was bragging on our Illinois government. And although I do not agree with Mr. Pritzker on a lot of things, the Pritzker family have been very good at showing support for educational choice. Now, we'll see what happens with this bill, but to this point, we have been a very progressive state when it comes to education. Now, this bill makes us the most regressive state. This is the first time of any state in the union, to my knowledge, that we're going backwards with homeschooling laws. Now, think about that. We have been a leader for years, and now we're stepping backwards. Wyoming, they just dropped their standards because they see homeschooling work. But here we are in Illinois, we're leading the way in the wrong direction. Rather than being progressive, we're being regressive.
You told me in the past that critics of home education and private schools, these critics from the government school system, should look at themselves first. They've got plenty of problems, low outcomes in core subjects, sexual abuse cases all over the place.
Oh, to me, if that's not reason enough to homeschool your kids, I do not know what is. As we've gone through this bill, I've studied some on Chicago public school system. The atrocities that have occurred there are just shocking. Perversion. I read one article where this one girl, she had 5 to 6 sexual encounters with a teacher in his office, and it was a joke in the teacher's prep room. They were all joking, but everybody knew about it, but no one did something about it. And that to me is just inexcusable. And so when we know these things are going on, and if you go to the CPS, you go to Chicago Tribune, in 2022, sexual assaults were up 12% in the CPS. It's not going down. And that's just, again, teacher on student or staff on student. That's not talking about student on student. And then if we go to looking at proficiency scores, oh, wow, that's an eye-opener. I just shared with the mothers who struggle, oh, I'm not doing a good enough job. If they go to the IllinoisReportCard.com and look up their district, they'll feel so much better about that. And once again, CPS always gets the bad rap. But as I shared recently, it's in Southern Illinois, too, where I live. Just recently, I just picked one district just out of the blue, and the proficiency rate in math was only 18%. The SAT math scores were only 7%. And that, again, should be a great source of encouragement to homeschooling parents, because we're scoring in the 70th percentile. The bottom line is, homeschooling works. We don't need a solution for a problem that's just not there. And once again, there are already laws on the books to deal with those rare exceptions of truancy or of education neglect or of abuse. This bill adds nothing to the present laws. There's no increase in punishment. It's a matter of government overreach. That's the whole goal of this.
Government overreach in the name of oversight. Boy, that's broad, isn't it?
It sounds good, Monty, but it has to sound good. But the good news is this, people are catching on to it. You know, I know with the African American community, they have been so strong with public school and feel like that's the best for their kids. But with so many new news agencies now, podcasts and such, alt news is getting out there, and the younger generation, they're getting more and more informed. And so there's going to be a great pushback at some point, I believe, from these various communities, because simply put, their younger kids are getting more alert and more informed than their predecessors, and there is a seismic change going to happen at some point in the future.
Well, if this legislation is passed and becomes law, how should home educators respond?
I cannot answer that fully yet. I don't know if we need to do civil disobedience. I don't know what that will look like. I've not talked to enough lawyers yet. One of the co-sponsors sent out an email that said there's no penalties for these. Well, that's not accurate. There is some penalties. But if there's no penalty, why would people do it then? I mean, it just makes no sense. I try to be fair, Monty. I really do. But when I look at the lack of logic in this bill and the lack of consistency, it just doesn't make much sense. So I'm thinking, why are we spending the time, energy, and resources to address this?
Well, under this legislation, if a home educator doesn't fill out the proper paperwork,
they could get a visit from DCFS, maybe face fines and even jail time and have their kids taken away. This is outrageous.
It is, and yet many people don't believe that could happen. Some folks really want to live back in the 60s and the 70s. It's a whole different cat nowadays, Monty. Everything has changed. I am not an anti-government person. You know, God established government in the scriptures, but he also talked about their limitations. And what they're doing now, they're overreaching their God-given jurisdictions. And when that happens, it's chaos. And when Christ is absent, chaos is present. And we see that in governments all across the nation.
Well, if you could speak to a whole room full of state lawmakers, what would you tell them about this legislation? What point would you specifically want to make to them?
I would simply say, look at the statistics, not the feelings, not the opinions. Look at the statistics. Homeschoolers score in the 70th percentile compared to their public school counterparts who school in the 50th percentile. Look at real studies. Dr. Brian Ray is considered an expert court witness across the world, and he did an extensive survey just 2 years ago, and he found out that less than 1% of homeschoolers have any abuse problems. That's oftentimes public school people bringing their kids home, saying they're homeschooling to avoid public scrutiny. Also, he's found out as homeschooling grows in numbers, the rates of incidents of abuse are actually going down. And then compare that to the public school. Well, there is no comparison. This bill is a bad bill. It does, again, as I said, it's a solution looking for a problem that is not there. It needs to die a quick, embarrassing, and humiliating death. This bill would make us go backwards. We're going to lose so much of our reputation, so much of our freedom if this bill goes through. And I would trust that even if the legislators are not wise enough to see this, I still am hoping that Governor Pritzker would say, this is not good. This is not about educational choice. It puts too much additional burdens on homeschoolers who are already doing well. This thing needs to die.
And let's face it, the government schools need competition. And home schools and private schools give them the competition they need to better themselves.
Absolutely. Capitalism works on all levels, and it makes everybody be better. And not just that, Monty, we save the state about $2.4 billion a year. This mandate is unfunded. They're going to get more people in the ROE system and in the DCF system. Where's that money going to come from? We're looking at an increase in taxes with this. And again, as Illinois is so economically strapped already, just on no level is this bill good, educationally, parentally, socially, and financially.
All right, we have to tell the Spotlight audience that they have to be proactive right now and get in contact with their lawmakers.
Absolutely. We got to do that. But Monty, also, for those who are religiously oriented, we've got to pray. There's been two scriptures on my heart through this whole thing, and that one is that the horse is made ready for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. And others trust in horses, and some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. We are having prayer and fast times as ICHE. People are praying. We're trying to seek the face of God. And no matter what the state legislator does, Jesus Christ still rules over all. His will is sovereign, and it will be accomplished.
No, I want to wrap up with a couple other questions here, Kirk, but we're hearing that the Trump administration is pro-education choice, pro-education freedom. Are you seeing signs of that?
Well, not here in Illinois. Unfortunately, we're going backwards. And some have mentioned a federal law that the feds would come in and make a national law. I don't like that because I think it should be state by state. And that way people can vote their own people in. And to this point, Illinois, we need some work when it comes to our value systems and money. This to me is not an educational problem. It's not a political problem. It's a religious problem. It's a worldview issue. And I would challenge the churches, the pastors, the seminaries that produce these pastors to stick to the word of God, go back to thus saith the Lord, quit trying to be woke and not try to be politically correct, but to be right before the Lord. And if that happens, we'll see change at all levels, and all the changes will be good, or as God said when he created the world, very good.
And the president wants to shut down the U.S. Department of Education. Whoa.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Again, it goes back to the states. And again, we can control the states through our voting. I know some folks do not like that, but I think that's the way our forefathers set it up, and I think that's the way that works the best.
ICHE has a big conference coming up in Bourbonnais, Olivet Nazarene University. Tell us.
Coming up the first weekend in June, we have great speakers, including Todd Wilson, one of our favorite people. Heidi St. John is another one. Being at Olivet, it's really a family camp with a homeschool teaching attached to it. It's just a great time for everybody, for young kids, to see other people are doing what we're doing. We have grown more year after year since COVID, so we're getting back to our pre-COVID numbers. It's one of those great things you don't want to miss. So, yes, please come out to the ICHE Homeschooling Conference at Olivet University in Bourbonnais, Illinois.
You can sign up on the ICHE website, and that is?
www.iche.org. We have a lot of information about the conference. To stay up to date on HB 2827, we want to, again, be very proactive and show Springfield we're going to stand for our rights.
All right. Thank you so much, Kirk Smith, Executive Director of Illinois Christian Home Educators. The big conference is when again?
First weekend in June.
First weekend in June. We'll look at the calendar.
Okay, thank you.
And the website is?
www.iche.org.
All right. There you go. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. And do tell your family and friends about this onerous bill. It's the Homeschool Act, House Bill 2827. If you don't know your state lawmaker, who they are, go to our website, illinoisfamily.org, click Officials Finder, and you'll get their names and phone numbers. Do tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight, and until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.